There's a lot I could say about the Yahtzee song. I have written extensively in my blog about how difficult it was to write, and it was the only time that I didn't make my deadline. And all I had at that point, when it was meant to be, when I was meant to be submitting it, all I had was the line, "Is it okay to be the way that I am?" Because the whole prospect of writing this song put me so much in so much fear, and it just completely incapacitated me, basically. So the only thing that I could write was like, "Am I okay? Am I okay?" Because I was just feeling so deeply not okay, so deeply afraid. And I think we can end up living our lives from that place so often, because life is scary and there's so many different challenges. And it really took me a long time to move through that and to get to a place where it's like, you know, I am okay, and it is okay if this song isn't very good. And I think that's something I've really learned with the whole process of this whole journey that I've taken, is that I merge with my work very, very easily. So I start to judge my own self-worth on how good the song is. And it's been really good to get that and to see that that isn't something to do to yourself, you know, that however bad a song might be doesn't mean that I'm bad. And I don't know whether any of you relate to that. I don't think it just applies to your creative work. I think anything that's going on in our lives, the things that we do, and there's something just in who we are being, that our self-worth isn't touched by, you know, how much we succeed or fail in life. So that was really amazing lesson to get. But I really wanted to kind of honour my journey in the whole thing. So that's why I kept those lyrics in the chorus, because it felt to me to be not just a knocking down of Yahtzee, which, you know, I was also just questioning that as well. Like, maybe surely he goes through this too, you know, surely he goes through those moments of just feeling really like, oh God, I'm not good enough. Yeah, so it's more of an inquiry more than anything else. But also I felt really fiercely critical of him, and that in itself was kind of challenging for me. To be critical. And I mean, of course, he's very critical. That's his whole thing. And to match that, you know, to be critical of him. And then, of course, there was all the what came afterwards, which was hundreds and hundreds of comments. I mean, I really wasn't expecting that. I thought I might get a little bit more attention than normal, but I really didn't think it would be that much more. And I did read most of the comments in the end, but I took my time over it because it was really overwhelming. A lot of people not really understanding what I was saying, and in a way that was the whole point, was to be ambiguous, like, is it a love song or is it a hate song? And of course there always is a place that I'm coming from, and that I want people to get where I'm coming from. But if they don't, then that's also really interesting and really cool. And it's not, you know, it's not the only interpretation, and that's what I think is great about art. So I wanted to leave it open like that, but I did write my blog to clarify where I was coming from, or at least to just expose where I was coming from, which was this real mixture of feeling really critical of Yahtzee, but finding that hard to express. And then we had a little bit of Twitter banter, he and I, and, you know, where I said something like, you make misogyny and homophobia seem socially acceptable. And that's when a lot of people went, oh, she's serious about this, and sort of confused people even further. And, you know, it was great really to be messing with people's minds like that. And I was quaking in my boots at the thought of what he might say. He did reference me in his next video, saying something like, I thought I better comment on how misogynistic this is, otherwise I might get shot in the head by Rebecca Mays, or something along those lines. I was kind of like relieved at his response, because it was really, really okay. So I think he dealt with it really graciously, really. What was the musical inspiration for the song? Well, I really wanted to combine Yahtzee's musical taste, so I wanted to combine like the Beatles sort of a sound with like more kind of rocky, like the kind of the Yahtzee theme tune. That's what I was trying to go for in the chorus. It was really hard because that, the theme tune is so iconic now to those people who know it that I was thinking about ripping it off a little bit, but in the end I decided not to and just tried to kind of go for something vaguely in that ballpark. And this is the last of my little shows that I'm doing for you, and the Yahtzee song was really the beginning of my exit in a way. I think once I'd done that song, I felt like I'd said everything I wanted to say about gaming. You know, I really enjoyed doing the last few, like I loved doing Freak the Superhero, Crackdown 2, and I loved doing Fable 2, and what else were those last ones? I really enjoyed the Feel This video, you know, like getting in the mud and all the controversy that's stirred up as well. That was a really interesting one. Yeah, so I did enjoy those last few, but it kind of was becoming clear to me that I'd kind of done what I'd set out to do. And so I'm going to leave you with a version of the Yahtzee song on my banjo. And really the song should be sung sort of slightly out of tune and badly, which is why I'm doing it for you in this way with the banjo, which is always slightly out of tune. But thank you so much for listening to my show, and it's always a pleasure to hear from you, and it's always a pleasure to revisit these songs. And there's so much coming up for me in the next stage, and I am making a really super new album, and I've got a super new band, and we're going to be touring, and we're going to be really going for it. And so I hope that you continue to follow me and stay in touch and keep checking in with my website and keep checking in with my Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, I'd love to take you with me. Thanks again. Love you. Bye. I've got my hat and my Branston pickle. I've got my handbag of penis jokes. What more do I need to gain your approval? I don't believe I've stopped to breathe yet. Oh, I need a brain the size of a strainer to take you on. Oh, I need the ironical wit of a miserable kid to write a hateful love song. I feel pants on head offended, and I wonder if you feel the same. 'Cause when you desecrate every game, are you really saying, is it okay? So good to be in the majority. It feels so good to be a white straight man. Oh, I think your sense of humor straight from the Middle Ages. And I would rather stab myself in the eye than go out with your misogynist mind. I feel you're no corporate whore, but you're propping up the man for sure. And am I opinionated for this? Am I really saying, is it okay? Is it okay to be the way, the way I am? Is it okay? Is it okay to be the way, the way I am? Call me a raging feminist, but you own my blacklist. Oh, you really piss me off, 'cause you put her down when you could turn it around with the wit of a blood out. And I won't stand for it now. And now, and now it's your turn to rip me to shreds. I try my very best to impress.